Ovalam the mele shamet minay. But don't we know like this anyway? Rashi, b'tzmiya midich siv kodesh yisro l'ashem reishet v'osoy kitru mehem loy u'shramina tru manamiya v'kodesh l'ashem. I'll call upon the posh, the posh is going on both. True is going on Yisrael, but Mashmet's also going upon the Truma. So go to Kasha, Truma says Kodesh Lashem, so Truma should also be Maimim Gavoya then. Tumor says, Tirgama Rava. Ravin Saba, the older Ravin said, Kaime Derav, O Makro, who, Veviyasa Yehe. It says extra word, Kodesh Lashem, who? Rashi, O Makro Gabi Maisa Lashem, who? Veviyasa Yil Hashem. By Maisa Sheni, it says the word who. My Lashem who. So from the word who, it's not only from the Jerusha Kodesh and from Lashem. Even though it would say the word Kodesh and Lashem, it could still mean Mamim Hedyot. Only here it says the word who means Deviyosin Yehei, it still remains Kedusha. That's why only Maisa Sheni, Rav Meir holds, has a din Kedusha that is called Mamim Gavoyi, Kibbe Mekadosh your wife with it. But other trumas, you could. So the kids, so that's the machlokes by Maisa Sheni. Is it called Mamam Gavoya? Then you can't be Mekadosh your wife. And if Yehuda says no, it's called Mamam Hedyot, then you could be Mekadosh your wife. Just if you did a b'shogeg, that means you didn't tell her, then it's a tois, because she thought you're giving her good fruits that she could eat anywhere. Later, when she finds out it's Maisa Sheni, she could only eat it in Yerushalayim, it's a tois. So therefore, the kedushin is no good. But if you tell her clearly, I'm marrying you with Maisa Sheni, if you don't, she's Mekadoshes. So the next machlokes we had was, what if you marry her with Hegdish? So there it's the opposite way. It says, over Hegdish, the Mezid, Kiddish, Beshegigle, Kiddish, Dibber, Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds if you Mekadosh your wife with something that's Hegdish, money or fruits that Hegdish, it depends. If you do it Beshegig, she's like Kiddish. But it means if you didn't tell her, so then she doesn't want it, it's a toyus. But if you do it Bemezid, then we say Kiddish. If she accepts it, she says, okay, then the Kedushin is good. Rabbi Yudu, I'm a no. B'shegeg kiddush. Only if you do a b'shegeg is it kiddush. Like we'll soon see, because if you have hanor from moyes hegdish b'shegeg, you're over the yisra mila, so it's yotzel chulin. If it's yotzel chulin, it's like you'd be mekadosh with chulin, therefore she's mekadoshes. Ma'ashenkin b'mezid like kiddush. If you mekadosh b'mezid, you tell her, and you know about it, so it's not yotzel chulin. So it comes out you'd be mekadosh with emes the hegdish, you can't marry with hegdish, it's also hanor, it doesn't belong to you. The kasha is only according to Rabbi Yehuda. How could Rabbi Yehuda say that if you mekadosh the hegdish the mezid it's mekadoshes? Now we'll have to see. Yeah. I mean the kasha from Rameya. I mean Rameya says if you mekadosh the mezid it's kiddush. Now we have to understand why. We'll soon see. Yeah. The other more says Omer Rabbi Yaakov. Yaakov said Shamat minod Rabbi Yochanan. I heard from Rabbi Yochanan Tarti. Heard over two aloches. Shigagas Maisa to Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda says, B'maisa Sheni, if you do it B'shegeg, it's like Kiddush, Rabbi Yehuda holds. That B'shegeg is no good. B'mezid, he says, she's Mekadeshes, but if you give a Maisa Sheni B'shegeg, you don't tell her, you're giving a Maisa Sheni, it's ain't the Mekadeshes, because it's a mistake. Vaita, then Hegdish, then Shigagas Hegdish to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds, that if you Mekadesh or B'mezid, it's Mekadeshes. The Hegdish b'mezidish, yeah. Rameya holds if mikadosh b'mezid it's mukadeshes, but if you do it b'shegeg it's like kiddush. So what's the reason? Once you see b'mezid it's mukadeshes, so why b'shegeg is it like kiddush? So we have to have a reason why Hegdish b'shegeg is not kiddush, and why Maisa Sheni b'shegeg there's no kedushin. So Rabbi Yaakov says, oh, we heard from Rabbi Yochanan the reason of these two. Now, shneiem ein ishem et kedeshes b'em. Now, Chodah, one reason is, Lefi Shein Isha Reitza. Because the lady, she herself, doesn't want it. Therefore, it's called the Toys, you fooled her. Like, if she would have known what it is, she wouldn't have taken it. So one of these, either for Hegdish or for Maisa Sheni, it's because she doesn't want it. The Chodah, the other reason is, Lefi Shein Shneiem Reitzim. Both of them don't want it. V'lo Yadan Haiminayim, and I forgot to know which one. Which one of the Svarah say, if you Mekadosh B'Shegeg with Maisa Sheni, do we say that the Svara both don't want it, not the husband and not the wife? Or else, no, maybe by Hegdish the Svara is that neither of them really want to be Mekadosh with Hegdish. That's why she's on the Mekadoshes. But it could be by Maisa Sheni, the husband, what does he care about it? He's happy. He's not doing an Issa. He's giving his wife Maisa Sheni. There's no Issa involved. She gets deleted in Yerushalayim. There's only a Svara. She's not happy about it.
because she got the raw deal, because now she could only eat it in Yerushalayim. So it was Masupik, which one of those two is the reason that both don't want, and which one of the reason that only she doesn't want? So Amr Rabbi Yirmiya says, let's see. Amr Rabbi Yirmiya Nechsi Anan. Let's take a look. Let's think into this. Once there is Maisa, when you're Mekadosh with Maisa Sheini, Ihi lo nichala lo mishum tircha diurcham. I could understand that the wife, she's not happy. Like, she thought she's getting good fruits. So she took it for Kedushin. Later, when she finds out that it was Maisa Sheini, she's got the raw deal. She's not happy about it. Now she's going to have to take these fruits up to Yerushalayim and eat it there. So for her, it's called the Mekach Toys. She doesn't want the Kedushin. But Iyu l'chur upon, as far as the husband goes, why not? Nichalei, the nickname is the son of Mela. He's happy. He got a wife. For this Maisa Sheini, he got a wife. He's very much happier. Like, he's happy. He got rid of his Maisa Sheini, and he got a wife in exchange. So the husband only gained on the deal. So that's one svara to say. That why b'shoigig by Maisa Sheini is it no good? The svara has to be is that she got gypped. And she's not nicha. It's a toys by her. But not as far as the husband goes. And the other boy, the Hegdish. Ela Hegdish. Hegdish, the svara should be tavayila nichaluhu. Both of them do not like what's going on here. In other words, the husband gave her money. The husband thought it was his own private money. Later, when he finds out the money was Hegdish's money, Lechur, the husband also doesn't like that he did an Avera. He doesn't like it in Ischalo Hegdish Ayodayu. He doesn't like the fact that he took out Hegdish's money and gave it to be Mekadosh and issue with it. It's an Avera. So maybe the husband doesn't like it either. So therefore, he did it by mistake. But later, when he finds out about it, both don't like it. First of all, the Isha doesn't like it that she got Hegdish. She doesn't want Hegdish. And second, the husband also doesn't want. He did an Avera. He's also not happy about it. So that's one svara to say that by Hegdish, both of them don't like it. Trashi dinechel Hegdish edayu should dover iser. It's also to do this. Of the Koran akosiv moile moal. The pasuk says you over nisim mila if you have enjoyment from Hegdish. V'im kedushin hein, and if the kedushin is mibichal, like let's say because they're over the nisim mila, it's yotze lechulin. And therefore, it's regular money. But arei neschalol shazuhi aitzosu kishasiyam meshus gavoya nosnulah. But I call upon they did an avera involved here. So since an avera was done, that's the svar that even the husband should not be nichu with this kedushin. So lachura, that's the svar should be from Rabbi Yechanan that my sesheni is she doesn't like it, and Hegdish both of them don't like it. This thing Mar said back no. For Rabbi Yaakov me'ipcha mistavra. Rabbi Yaakov said back no. I could say a svar just the opposite. Now, the Rabbi Yaakov was the first one that said he heard over from Yerchanan these two reasons, and he doesn't know which one. So, Rabbi Yirmiyah said, like, what's your suffix? What's your doubt? Pshita, this is the way you should think. So, Rabbi Yaakov says, no, I have a right to think the other way also. That's why I have a doubt. What's the other way to think? Ibcha Mestav, the Svara could go just the opposite way also. There's a Svara the other way also. Mila Yikula Meima, can't I say that Maisa by Maisa Sheini, Ihi Lo Nichalo Mishom Tircha de Yurcha? True, she doesn't like it because she got a raw deal. She could only eat these fruits in Yerushalayim. She didn't have to travel. And Iyo Lo Nichalo, I can tell you the husband also doesn't like it. Mishom Unsa de Yurcha. Because of an Einus, what happens on the road? Like, even on the Tzadik Dushin is good, that's only if she's going to get to Yerushalayim and be able to eat it there. But let's say something happens to the fruits on the way up there. So the Maestah, she never got fruits that she could eat. So the Kedushin is not Chal then. So the husband also is going to have to watch it to make sure these fruits reach Yerushalayim. So he's not Nicha with such a Kedushin. So maybe the husband also does not like this Kedushin. All right, turn over. Like Rashi says here, Mishom Unsa D'Yurcha, the Akochach Unsa D'Yurcha, if anything happens on the road, the way up to Yerushalayim, Olei Ramya, it's upon the husband to pay for it. Sheha Maestah Rein Boi Kan Sheva Pruta. Outside Yerushalayim, Maisa Sheni is not worth anything. She only has the right to eat it in Yerushalayim. Even if you sell it now, the money has Kedusha, also has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. And you can only marry your wife if you give her Sheva Pruta. Hilkach, he had the Yodim Mikor, if the husband would have known the Maisa who, Kivon de Boyle Kabulia Lei Unsa, the Yochit, he has to take the Chrayis. To make sure she brings it to Yerushalayim, he wouldn't have married her with this. So, Kitzah, that's a svara to say the husband does not like Maisa Sheini either. Mashenka, the Gemara says, Ella Hegdish. Mashenka, if the husband married her now with Hegdish, so Bishleim Ihi, Bishleim the husband, Lenichala, the wife, Lenichala, the Nischal Hegdish al Yoda.
She's not happy what's going on, that her kedushim was through Hegdish. It's Yotzel Chulun. Now she doesn't like that. Ele'ihu Mila Nichle. But the husband, what does he care about it? The Nikta is the son of Mela. He was Mekadosh's wife like this. In other words, he really, the Averi was B'shegig. So maybe it doesn't bother him so much. He thought it was his own money. Later, when it comes out, the money was Hegdish's money. True, he did an Averi. He's over the Yisra Mila. But it was B'shegig. So since it was done B'shegig, maybe the husband doesn't care. Lamaisa, I got a wife. So he's happy the fact he made Kedushim with his wife. Maybe by Hegdish it doesn't bother him. Like maybe the man has no other money. So if he wouldn't have married her with this money of Hegdish, he couldn't have married her. So maybe the husband is as happy. So therefore it could be the one that doesn't want the Kedushin is only she and not him. So that's where Rabbi Yaakov had a suffix. Which way is the Svara? Either by Maisa they both don't agree, or by Hegdish they both don't agree. That's why he had it for a doubt. Now the Gemara says, "Boi minei Rav and Rav Chizda." Rav asked the shalom from Rav Chizda. Isha ein miskadeshes mos mao shiyotz lechulin. In the case, let's see here, b'shoigig. We're saying everybody agrees, though. We're questioning whether both don't agree or only she doesn't agree. But the kedushin is not chal. The man gave her moyis of hegdish b'shoigig. He didn't tell he's giving it to her hegdish. So she thought she was receiving regular money, and it ended up with money shel hegdish. So we say the kedushin is not chal. Now that the Kedushin is not chal, is that money Yotzel Chulin? Was there an Issa Mila done with that money? Or maybe no. If the Kedushin was chal, then it's called you had enjoyment from money of Hegdish, you're over the Issa Mila, it's Yotzel Chulin. The money goes to Chulin, you have to pay new money to Hegdish. But now that we say anywhere the Kedushin is not chal, because she's not Nichu with it, so if the Kedushin is not chal, maybe it's not called you had enjoyment from it. So maybe the money is not Yotzel Chulin, it remains Hegdish. That's the shaila. Moyus smash yotz lechulin. Omalei, so he answered back, no, the money does not go out lechulin. Isha ain't miskadeshes. Since the kedushin is not chal, moyus heich yotz lechulin. How could this money go out lechulin? Moyus of hegish only goes out lechulin if you have enjoyment from it. If you were over the Yisra Mila, that b'shoigig, you took enjoyment from Hegdish, so that's the new halacha, that the money goes out lechulin. But only if you had enjoyment from it. Here it's not called you had enjoyment from it, though. Because here it's called the kedushin is not chal, so therefore the money still remains Hegdish. Have yos lechulin. Right, boy mine rav chia baravim rav chizda. He has to shout like this. Boy mine rav chia baravim rav chizda. The nechamai. What's the melacha like this if you sold? If you sold something with Hegdish. Rashi, lokach ha-chefetz b'moyes Hegdish. B'shoigik, you went to buy something, you went to buy a table, and by you paid with money, and by mistake you use Hegdish's money. So the Rabbi Meir, kona le-kona. What's the melacha according to Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Meir is the one that says b'Hegdish. That le-kiddish, Rabbi Meir says, the Hegdish b'meizik is b'shegel l'kiddush, right? Dear Rameya, if you mekadesh an isha with the money shel Hegdish b'shegeg, the kedushin is not chal. What's going to be by mecher? Let's say you pay for the chair with the money that's Hegdish. You thought it was your own money. Later you find out it's money shel Hegdish. So what do we say? Do we say you still have das that the mechira should take place? Because really the mechira could take place. Because since you were shegeg, so the money goes out l'chulin. If the money goes out l'chulin, the sale could take place. Just you're over the Yisra Mila, you have to pay money back to Hegdish. On the other side is no, maybe the person's not Nicha, that money should go out of the Chulim because of him, and it's a Mekach Tois. So what's going to be the Lacha by Mecha? Do we say you have das for the Mechir to take place? Or maybe no, here also it's a Mekach Tois. Omalei, he answered back, after Mecha Lekona. Yeah, it's a Svar here also. The one that like sold it, it's a Mekach Tois. I would have never accepted to take money of Hegdish. I want regular money. I don't want money of Hegdish to say I was a Gurim, that an Issa Mila should take place. So of course it's still called the Nekach Tois. Therefore the money still remains Hegdish, and the sale goes back. Eis, we have a kasher on this. There's a locha, chen v'ni kabalabayis. A chen v'ni the storekeeper, the same locha like kabalabayis, divu Rabbi Meir, this is Rabbi Meir Yeshita. Rabbi Yehudu Aymano, chen v'ni the storekeeper, kil shochani. He's like the money exchanger. Now Rashi says like this: the case is chen v'ni kabalabayis mishne hi b'mila. There's a mishne mesechta mila. That the case is gizbor. He's the owner of Hegdish. He has money shel Hegdish. Hamafkid moyes etzu shechani. He led a shulchani, that's a money exchanger, hold on to a barrel of money, a bag of money belonging to Hegdish. So it's like this. In Tzrurin, if the bag was tied up, wrapped up, so then the locher is lo yishtamish behem. Then like a regular pikodin that's wrapped up, so the shulchani has no right to use it. He's not allowed to use it. Lefikach, therefore, im hoitzi, if the shulchani does use it, loymer lagizbor. The gizbor is not over the yistamilo. Because when the gizbor gave it away in a way that the person was not supposed to use it. So he had no right to use it. Therefore, the gizbor is not over the yistamilo. Elo shulchani. It's only called like the shulchani, the middleman, the money man, he's taking it out. What about v'yim mutarim? Let's say when the gizbor gave this money, was an open bag of money, then the loch was yishtamish b'em. That's the loch. If I give you an open bag of money to watch for me, and especially if you give it to the man, to the money man, the money exchanger, he's allowed to use this money. So Kuma says, the gizbor, I gave it to him, so he's using it because the gizbor said okay. So it comes out like the shulchan is like a shliach for the gizbor. And by milu we say, yesh shliach d'var aveirom, therefore the fikach him hoitzi, mol ha-gizbor. The gizbor is over the yisamila. The b'shusa yavit, because the shechani is doing what the b'shusa the gizbor. The media, the shechani tzarech l'moyes, because the gizbor knows the shechani needs money. Always. Avu balabayis, let's say the gizbor gave the money to a regular balabos to hold. Benkach l'yishtamish b'im. Then you have no right to use it. So only if you give it to a shechani, a man that uses money to exchange money, him you know he's going to use the money. But if you give it to a private person to hold on to, he's not supposed to use the money. Therefore, the lava died to the Achiyaf Kedimil Gabein, the Stam Balabayis, Enu Mishtamish, Tami Bamayis, the Vigach, Amoyis, the Balabayis, Smoil, Vuleya Gizbor. That's the Locha. If the Gizbor gives the money to Shechon, he's like a Shliach, and the Gizbor is over the Yisamila. If he gave it to a Balabas, so the Balabas had no right to use it, if the Balabas uses it, he's over the Yisamila. So it says now here, what about, now the question, what about a Chenveni? What about if you give money to a storekeeper? That's the Machlokes. That Chenveni Kabalabayas Libra Meir. Meir holds that Chenveni doesn't have right to use the money. He doesn't use the money all the time. Only a money exchanger uses the money. But the Chenveni also doesn't use the money so much. He has no right to use it. Therefore, if he uses it, he's over the Yisamila. We have Yudurai Menor, Chenveni Kashachani. No, a Chenveni is like the Shachani because a lot of times a Chenveni storekeeper needs money. He needs the change. So therefore, if the Gizbah gave him the money to hold, you know he's going to use it. Now, at Kanatul, now look, Maflagi, El Damasa, Vechenveni Kishchani. One of the Chenveni is like the Shechani, that you had permission to use it. Umasa, Vechenveni Kabalabayas, that you did not have permission to use it. Ah, but the Kulyam, everybody agrees though, Im Haitzimuel, that if they used the money, whatever they did with it, the sale took place, and therefore they're over the Yisamila. So, who you see by Mecher, if you use money of Hegdish to buy something, the sale takes place, therefore it's called Yatzel Chulin. The Gemara says, I'll tell you, Rabbi Meir, Lidvar, Rabbi Yehuda, Koma. Rabbi Meir is only saying this halacha over in the words according to Rabbi Yehuda. Lididi, according to me, Rabbi Meir alone, im hoitzi nami loy moel, no, he holds that the sale does not take place, it's a mekach tois. Even if you spend some money, it's a mekach tois. For shogig, nobody wants to use money, shal hegdish, the mechir is bottle. Ela lididach, but only according to you, Rabbi Yehuda, you say it, imkana shanisha b'shogig, the kedushin is chal. Because you say it's yotzel achulin, and then ichu with it. If so, oydel lemiyush, the greet to me over a miyum, the chenveni kabalabayas. I want you to greet to me at least when you give the money to a chenveni, it's like the balabas that he didn't have a right to use it, and therefore that the balabas, the chenveni is over the yisamila, not the shechani. V'yom malay, Rabbi Yehuda said back, no, like the shechani. I hold the svar that the chenveni is like the shechani. Because when the gizbah gave the money to the storekeeper, you know a storekeeper needs money. So it's normal for him to use the money. So he's using the money b'shlichas of the gizbah. Therefore, the gizbah is over the yisamila. I call upon there wouldn't be a kasha to Rabbi Meir.